stupid human questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just be stupid. Step by step.
Well, remember,
what'd you say?
What are you talking about?
Beg your pardon?
What are you talking about?
Do you not know who Sun Ra is?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he declared, the chronology had wrong. I said we saw him at the Horseshoe Tavern last night in the late 80s. It was 78. It was 8 years after we saw him in New York. And then we didn't see him. Maybe I saw him in mid-80s once. 78. It was at the Horseshoe Tavern in 78, not 88, because I say the date there.
Well, if we saw him 10 years after...
You were a hoity-toity famous doctor by 88. You would not go to the Horseshoe Tavern in 88.
I sure would.
No, she wouldn't, folks.
How could we see him in 78 when we saw him in New York in 79?
No, see. Carol doesn't know what year she got married. We got married in 1970. We saw him in 1970, Carol, in New York.
To you?
No, you. Yeah, you got married to me in 70.
Oh.
And we saw them in July 70, Carolyn. And then we 8 years later at the Horseshoe Tavern.
He's in the charge.
Did you hear that laugh? Did you hear that the little laugh she gave there? You caught that. So then, at some time, you might have heard the beginning show where he makes a prediction that some voice will come from another dimension. You heard that, Roxy, right?
Yes.
At the beginning of the show. And so I got talking. I replayed it for some of the people here. Then I realized, oh, we got a whole interview with them. Let's go back and listen to that and see what we hear, learn from it in relation to what we now know. Just recently, noticing that he predicted Ion, so it was interesting to hear the interview with Sun Ra again. So we
Bob,
did that.
Have you ever heard of Norm Berggren, who had a theory of the rings of Saturn?
No.
Where? All right. Well, never mind then.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. If you don't have anything to say about it, it doesn't matter.
No, that's right. If I haven't heard about it, it's not worth mentioning.
Forget it.
So, yes, all the people I know about are the important people, and that's the important. They are. They're the best. So I think we've finished the topic. Let's start playing some music.
Okay.
Yeah, play some music.
Anyway,
so hopefully by the time I come back, we can talk some more. But time for music.
We'll stop in a few hours and see if anybody has any statements to make. I wouldn't be surprised if Ian came back. But we'll see. So there's nothing... Roxy,
nice try,
ever,
Bob.
Did you ever hear yourself, Roxy, on the... What, Sarah?
I said, nice try, Bob, but apparently Ion's not tempting anyone.
Right. So the, Roxy, do you ever hear yourself on these shows in the replay? Do you ever hear yourself?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Have you heard how you go, yes?
I like the way she says yes.
Yeah. It's like a command.
It's a German yes.
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 What about it? There's something like a street delinquent in Roxy. I think just growing up in Mexico makes you a punk. Even if you're a princess, you're still a punk. You got a punk attitude. Right, Roxy? You're tough, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry,
what's a good song to start with? Anybody got a suggestion? What do we play? How can we
Rush
start off with a bang?
What about
Rush 2112?
What did you say, Roxy? You want a Zappa?
Or Sun Ra.
Sun Ra? Okay. There is a Sun Ra. It's called Joyful Noise.
Yes.
Note, the next time you listen, you study it. You listen to it a little closer there. Note yourself. Take note of yourself. As we, as McMenemy said to Tom Davis at one time in the 60s, change your facial expressions.
No, no, no. Take note, but don't change it. Keep it that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, Roxy. The majority says you can keep them. Keep it.
Yeah.
And me.
You said that McClukin was another level from McClughan. What did you mean by that?
Did I say something?
Yeah, on chat. You pronounce it. Roxy's pronunciation is McClughan, and I said McClukin.
Right.
McClukin. And you said that's a whole nother level, Gene. You're just being silly.
Yeah, I'm just being silly.
Well, let's call him Marshall.
Yes.
Herbert.
Yeah. Or Herbert, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to...
Herbie.
Yeah, Roxy's laugh makes up for but her laugh is...
Yeah, it does. Maybe that's it. It's just kind of, it balances out.
Yeah, it balances out. The laugh is like a bright laugh, and then there's a dull,
Just you can't, you know, make people feel like they're too excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to mute everybody, and we're going to play Joyful Noise by Mute Saul.
All participants are now muted.
Look for sound something, sound, what was it? Sound check? No, we don't need to do that. Sound flowers. Yeah, here it is. How come we can't hear it? What did we do wrong?
It wouldn't be sufficient without the rain. It doesn't produce rain.
Yeah, let's start over again.
Sunshine.
Maybe he's talking very low, but I will check everything. Did we have to have that? Oh, yeah. See, it's got to be in headphones. Soundflower was important. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's not working. Oh, volume went down on the other button. See, it's an ecology. You adjust one thing, it affects the other. Nope. Not working.
Planet Earth can't even be sufficient without the rain. It doesn't produce rain. You know.
It's very low.
Sunshine.
So what are we missing? I'm going to unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Is your computer volume all the way up?
Yeah, he's done all that. It may be just that it was taped low. Can you go ahead a bit and see if the sound gets better?
Okay.
All participants are now muted.
Planet Earth can't even be sufficient without the rain. It doesn't produce rain.
I'm going to play something else, see what happens.
Had you checked that out for sound quality before?
Well, I'm playing something else.
Yeah.
Bill's neglecting his duties. It's Bill. I don't think we're even on the station.
There you are.
I'm Bill.
So, Bill, what's the music doesn't come out. I click something else and nothing's going.
It's like you said, it's extremely faint. I can hear it here if I stick my head up the speakers.
Yeah, well, so what's something in your studio is broken?
No, it's not coming through Skype. Skype is showing the volume just barely moving.
Oh, no, I'm clicking on the green board. I'm not playing my stuff. This is your normal musical board.
Oh, I thought you were doing
Skype. Well, Kitty tried some other things, too. Keep trying other things.
Here's Swamp Dog. See? Nothing. Your green board is broken. So what did you do there, Bill?
I just pushed the volume all the way up. I think maybe those clips are low. I'll check it out, see if anything's wrong.
No, I played them all. I played this before. It's very low, so what the heck's I gotta get these just a second. Okay, so it comes loud through the headphone Skype connection, right, Bill? That's my Skype connection. The phone is really weak, but it's okay. Well, let's see if others heard that.
All participants are now unmuted.
I've unmuted you. I'm going to play this song and see if it's a good sound for you. Is that...
We can hear it. We can hear it, but it's not as clear.
Yeah,
it's very clear recording.
Static noise. That static noise is coming through. Like, you need to turn something off.
Yeah, Bill, there's something going on in your studio.
I kind of think it's Bob's fault.
No, it's not mine. You guys didn't hear it either. You heard it. It's not as loud as it should be.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
Yeah. Bill just doesn't want the show to continue.
That's what I figured was going to happen. I don't really think you should just down Bill. This is his radio station.
So what did you do, Bill? Did you change something?
What you bet it's only gospel music that'll come through now.
Well, the noise is off.
Only Ion's Vestal's gonna play loud, Bob. I think I've been smoted.
Play
here.
Something else. Play Studio One under S. Studio One, and that's, you should make it as loud as you just did it. That's not an Ion song, is it?
No, that was just something I had on the board.
So it worked. Seems to be good enough now. Let me just try the Sun Ra.
Planet Earth can't even be sufficient without the rain. It doesn't produce rain.
Just a second.
Sunshine, it doesn't produce sun. The wind, it doesn't.
Okay, that's equal loudness. Do you guys get the same feel? We're back to the normal loudness, the best loudness?
It's better than before.
It's easily heard. It's easily heard. It doesn't, it's not back to where it was, but it's easy.
And it sounds like that static noise has been turned off.
Okay, Bill. I didn't do anything. Okay, so let's hope it starts. Here we go.
All participants are now muted.
Planet Earth can't even be sufficient without the rain. It doesn't produce rain, you know. Sunshine, it doesn't produce the sun. The wind, it doesn't produce the wind. All planet Earth produces is the dead bodies of humanity. That's its only creation. Everything else comes from outer space, from unknown regions. humanity's life depends upon the unknown knowledge is laughable when attributed to.
Ion, did you want to talk or are you just enjoying listening? Ion, did you want to receive questions or are you just engaging?
Oh, we don't care. It doesn't matter to us. We're just sort of rolling along. You got about 6 hours to finish up that Patsy Cline run.
You like Patsy Cline? You want more?
We think it's, we don't care. You do what you do.
Right. So, shall we see if they have some questions? I know Roxy has a question about the 11th Thunder.
All participants are now unmuted.
Yes. Ion, there is a missing thunder about the ionic technology. Hello?
What was your question?
There is the missing thunder word about the ionic technology. Bob said the 11th thunder word is thought. And I was also wondering, all these thunder words seem to me to be like ancient language, like what I think is the original language. Is it so?
See, you'll have to run that back through the quadrants because there is really no language yet. So to find the original one seems a bit sideways to us. Bob, calling all Bobs.
Yeah, yes.
Straighten out this language garbage.
Okay, Carolyn said we have to mute. Okay, so Roxy, what did he say about the, I run it through the quadrants?
That you have to straight up this garbage, language garbage.
Let's just hold off for a minute. I'm going to play music. Okay? I'm going to play music.